Today's daf is Nida daf Yud Gimel. We are at the beginning of the second parak in Masechtas Nida, the Mishnah on daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So in the previous parak, the Mishnayis and Sugyas discussed a halacha regarding an Isha Ha'isekes Petairas. So today we don't have Tairas because today we're all Tamei. We're all Tomei Tumas Meis, because the only way to purify from Tumas Meis would be with the Efer of the Par Aduma. We don't have a Par Aduma. As a result, we're all Tomei. If we're all Tomei, there's no inyan in keeping our food tahar or trying to, because it would be futile. It's not something that we can possibly do. Stating that, once upon a time, there was a concept of Tahiris, and the Chachamim imposed certain stringencies as it relates to an Isha Isekis Betairis. One of the halachas we saw was that any woman that's Isekis Betairis has to constantly be aware of whether she's a Nida or she's not a Nida. So much so, the Chachamim said that an Isha Isekis Betairis has to do two mandatory bedikas every day. She has to do one B'shachris and one Bein Hashmashas. Additionally, if she's going to be Mishamish Mitasa, there are additional bedikas that she would have to do. On that note, says the Mishnah, Kol Hayad Hamar B'Livdoik B'Nosha Mishubach. It's a woman that decides that she wants to do more than those bedikas that the Chachamim imposed. The halacha is kol hamar b'areza meshubach, that the more bedikas that she does, the more certain that she could be that she's not tomei tumas nida, it's considered a good thing. Stating that, says the Mishnah, ube'anoshim tikotzeis, if a man wants to do bedikas, tikotzeis, shall his hand be chopped off. The Gemara will discuss literally or later. Does it mean literally, or is it just a lashon that it's a bad thing to do? But either way, it says the Mishnah that even though there's an idea for a woman to be marba bebedikos, she's not mechuyev to, but areza meshubach u'ba'anosh, when it comes to man, tikotzeis. Now, why would a man be doing a bedika? So pashit, it's to see whether he has tumas keri, because a man that is moitzi zera becomes Tomei. It's Tomas Keri. So just like a woman is doing bedikas to see whether she's Tomei, Tomas Nida, so it would make sense that maybe a man should do bedikas as well to make sure that he doesn't have Tomas Keri. If he's Tomei, he also can't be Oisik Betahiris. So there would be a Havamina that maybe men should also do bedikas. Says the Mishnah, no. And the reason is, says Rashi, because for a man, in the event that he does a bedikas, it may arouse him. The arousal may cause him to be moitzi zera levatola. There's an iser to be moitzi zera levatola. And it's for that reason men are not allowed to do bedika. It says the Gemara, Maishna noshna, mu maishna noshna. What's the difference between men and women? Noshna to laugh, b'nis hargoshen inu mishubachis. Anoshim, they hargoshen inu tikotzeis. A woman, if she does a bedika, it's not going to cause her to get excited. As a result, you have nothing to worry about. A man may get excited. He's b'nei hargosha. And it's for that reason, it's not something he's allowed to do. So even though technically there's a benefit for a man to do it, but you don't do it. Ihochi freit the Gemara, my irya marba, kiloi marba nami. Mishnah says, kolayad hamarba lived like benoshim mishubachas. And it sounds like, uba anoshim, if a man is marba to do bedikos, tikotzeis. If you're worried about the fact that men are b'nei hargosha, and it may come to an iser, so even if he's not marba to do it, even if he does it once or occasionally, Mara says, you're right, kiktani marba anoshim. When it says marba, it's referring to noshim. Noshim, where it's okay, kol hamarba hareza b'shubach. As relates to men, it's not only kol hamarba tikotzeis, but even one time, that already would be an issue. This is all true. If the man is doing a bedika to see whether he was moitzi zera, to see if he has tumas keri, aval inyan zoiv. But let's say a man already discharged one zoiv, so he's a zav, and now he's doing bedikos, or he wants to see if maybe he had another zav, or even a third one, which would impact his halachas as a zav. Veer, it's okay, and af hu mishubach kenoshim. Just like kolayad hamar believed like benoshim mishubachas, when it comes to a man, if the bedika is not for zera, but rather it's for zav, clearly not the same thing, then it's going to be okay, says the Gemara. Vafilu yishich hazera. Even if the man wants to do bedika for shich hazera, sometimes it's okay. If he's going to use rocks or the shard of an earthenware keli, there the halach is baidik as well, because being that those items are very hard, they're not going to cause them to be aroused. You don't have to worry about the fact that they're bnei agasha. It's never going to lead to the iser of hitzah zera levatala. It sounds like that. If you want to use a cloth, it's for sure not okay. I mean, the Mishnah was talking about a yad. It says the Braisa that what if the man is not using his hand, but rather is using tsroir or cheres, then it's going to be okay. It sounds like tsroir and cheres. But if he's going to use a cloth, even though it's not as yad, but it's not tsroir and cheres, that's not fine. Fate the Gemara isn't in a Mefurish Braisa. It sounds like as long as it's not as yad, then already would be okay. So the Gemara Kedamer Abaye b'matlas avo, achinami matlas avo. Now that price, it wasn't talking about any matlas. It's talking about a matlas that's very thick. It's very hard. It has a similar feel to the tsroir and the cheres. Oh, over there, a matlas would be okay. But ordinarily, a matlas that's racha, that would not be ofai. It says, when did Abaye say this halacha? He actually didn't say it with regards to this, right? The Gemara is telling to something Abaye said. Kidu Amr Abaye. He said, Ahadetanan. He said it regarding the following Mishnah later in the Masechet. A person was eating truma. Vihirgish shenizdazu evarov. And while he was eating truma, he felt that he was about to be moitzi zera. The problem is that as soon as he's moitzi zera, he becomes a keri. Now he's tamei. If he's tamei, he can't be eating truma. He has the truma in his mouth. So the halacha is oiches ba'amasa. He should grab on to his ama, the ever ha-taiva, ubaylei ha-truma, meaning he should try to prevent the zera from leaving his body, swallow the truma, and then it's going to be okay. Rashi says that's based on a Gemara later in the Masechta that says, hazavu balkeri ein metamin achetetze tumasan lechotz. So even though he felt something move, but if it didn't leave his body, he's not tamei yet. So he has to make sure that he quickly eats the truma before the keri leaves his body, because once it leaves his body, he's going to be tamei. He won't be able to eat the truma. Says the Gemara on that Mishnah. Didn't we learn in a braisa? Rebbe Eliezer said, if somebody holds on to his amo while he urinates, here he's simply going to the bathroom. It's as if you brought a mabal oilam. So what do you mean? I thought Rebbe Eliezer said you're not allowed to do that. Not only are you not allowed to do that, it's literally ki'ilu mevi mabal oilam. Now, why Rebbe Eliezer say that? It's for the same reason, because he was concerned that even if a person goes to the bathroom, if he's oiches ba masa, he may excite him to the point that he's going to be moitzi shech vazera. But the point is, how could you tell me you should be oiches ba masa? Isn't it ki'ilu mevi mabal oilam? And also, why ki'ilu mevi mabal oilam? So Rashi says she'avei rezu hoisa biyodam. The dara mabal were guilty, amongst other things, to this iser. Dechsiv ki hishchis kol basar va'amru. Rashi quotes the Gemara Roshana Daf Yud Beis that says beroischin kilkalu. Roischin referring to the iser of zera levatala. But either way, being that it was one of the averas, and from the Gemara it sounds a little bit like maybe the avera of the dar hamabo. So if somebody does that, he's ki'ilu mevi mabalo. Once again, what's the kasha? A person is in the middle of eating truma, and all of a sudden he feels like zera is about to leave his body. Oiches ba masai. To make sure that it doesn't leave, finish your truma. What do you mean? How can you be oiches ba masai? Isn't that ki'ilu mevi mabalo? Oilu mamra abaya, abaya sebe matlas ava. No, what it means over there is use a matlas ava. If you use a matlas ava, there the iser doesn't apply. So you see that this thick cloth is somehow the rabba. The rabba says, no, feel a tail of a matlas raka. Rabba said, I don't understand the question. Then you could use a matlas raka. Why? Because keeping the akar akar. What's the whole idea of not being oiches ba masai? Because it may lead to shech vazara over there. It's happening anyways. So being that it's anyways happening, it was akar already, the zera. So what difference does it make? Vabaya. So why did Abaya hold that even there you could only use a matlas ava? Didn't it already happen? No, Dumasik Lasufa. He was afraid that maybe if you're going to use a matlas racha and you're going to be oiches ba'masa, you may cause more zera to go out. The Rava leichayish Dumasik Lasufa. Rava wasn't worth. Fidim Rava loy. V'atani relent to the brayso. Maze doimo. So that brayso is describing bia. And it says that bia is doima lenoisin etzba ba'ayin. If somebody sticks his finger into his eye, shekos masha etzma ba'ayin, ayim edamas. It can cause his eye to tear. And as long as the finger is in the eye, it can cause more and more tears to come out. Meaning, you don't just say, you put your finger in your eye, you teared, now at this point, you're not gonna tear anymore. No, the more it's there, calls mancha etzpa ba'ayin, ayin midamas, v'chayzeres umidamas. Bia is the same thing, that as long as the aver is engaged in bia, it can cause more and more zera to come out. So freik de gemara, Rava saying that, no, once it was nekar the zera, at this point you have nothing to worry about. I thought that's not the way bia works. L'chur, isn't there an idea of kol mancha etzba ba'ayin, ayin midamas, v'chayzeres midamas? So there should still be an issa to use a this should still be an issue to use a matlas. Raka v'rava says the Gemara kol achmumi v'hadir achmumi b'shaite lo yishchech. Now the point is that by bia, if somebody is excited, so then as long as he's engaged in the bia, the excitement's going to continue, and that's going to cause more zera to leave his guf. As opposed to over here, where the person got excited and it stopped. So now it's a question of maybe if he uses a matlas raka, it's going to get him excited a second time, a second arousal. Achmumi v'hader achmumi, that's already lo yishchiach. So if it's one excitement that can extend itself, that can cause the midamas v'chayzeres or midamas. But to get excited, then stop, and then to get excited again, that's already lo yishchiach. Either way, Rav over there wasn't concerned. So the bottom line is we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said kol hayad amarbid lived like benoshim mishubachas. U'be'anoshim, it's just the opposite. It's tikkatin. Stating that, we see it's not so pasha. Number one, the Gemara said that this that we said, u'be'anoshim tikkatzeitz, that's only if the bedika that the man is doing is to see if he was moitzi zera, to see if he's tomei tomaskari. There it's tikotzeitz. But if the person already had one re'iyah of zoiv, and now he wants to see if he had a second re'iyah or a third re'iyah, there the halach is harezu mishubachas kinoshim. Then no, there it's okay. Additionally, we saw that this, that the Mishnah said, u'ba'anoshim tikotzeitz, that's only if he's going to use his hand, or if he's going to use something soft. But if he's going to use a matlas ava, a thick cloth, or if he's going to use tzroir or cheres, these are hard things, these are things that are not going to excite him. Over there is no concern that it may lead lidei avera, and as a result, b'kahai gavno, it's not going to be a problem. Either way, we mentioned b'derech agav, what Rabbi Eliezer said, and that is, kolo oiches ba'amosei u'mashtin, so somebody goes to the bathroom and he holds his oiche is his amma. It's very, very bad. It's kilu meilu mabalom. Says the Gemara Gufa. Blaz, I'm calling his amma. Mashu kilu meilu mabalom. Unru loy the Rebbe Eliezer. They told Rebbe Eliezer, v'aloy nitzoytzoyz nitzen al raglov, that I don't understand. If a person is not going to be oiches ba'amosoy when he urinates, then what may happen is some of the urine may end up on his body. If it ends up on his body, people may be able to see it on his body, and they may think, v'nir k'kros shifcho. It may look like someone that isn't able to urinate properly, which people will then say means that he's also not able to father a child. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to start spreading rumors. They're going to say his children are not really his children. So they told Rabbi Eliezer, I hear what you're saying. You don't want a person to be oiches ba'masoy, but you have to be shoykel, mishkel achasidus, right? Is that the right thing to do? Maybe we're going to stop being moitzi laz that this person has an issue. You see, he can't urinate properly. How can he have a child? Can't have a child. What's with his children? Oh, it must be they're someone else's. And as a result, they're going to say his children are mamzerim. Oh, my lemis Rabbi Eliezer told him, I hear. But mutav shiyotzi laz al bonav shem mamzerim v'yatz ma'atzmei rosha achas lefnei amokim. Said it's worth it. There's an idea. Sometimes it is what it is. And mutav shiyotzi laz al bonav tanya yidacham the Rabbi Eliezer chachodim ef sheyam adolim amokim gavoyim. Another braisa that had the exchange a little bit differently. The Rabbi Eliezer told the chachodim that I'm not worried that the zera will end up on his body, because if a person has to go to the bathroom and he's really worried about that, what he can do is he can go into a makom gevaya. If he stands on a high place, apparently this won't be an issue. Or he should urinate into something soft, soft offer. But either way, there are ways to prevent this from happening, practical solutions, and as a result, it's not necessary. Says the Gemara. So we have two braises that describe this exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Again, the Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying that a person shouldn't be oiches ma'am. Aren't you worried that people may come through this to be moitzi laz on his children, that they're mamzerim? So in the first version, what Rabbi Eliezer says, he says, yeah, I hear it is what it is, mutav, I'd prefer that than a person being a rosh hasha achas lefnei amokim. In the second version, he gave them a solution. It says, v'hayom alu bereisha, which exchange happened first? I mean, they both happened, but what was the order? Is the first one, the way we have it in the Gemara, that's the one that happened first. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't care if there's a problem. It doesn't interest me. And it's a little funny that after he told them that it doesn't matter and you can come to me with tainas that people are going to be mighty laws on his children, at the end of the day, it's still usher. So then why later is he giving them an etzah? I am Rashi for a little bit of an additional hisafim shana the Gemara. Elo halam ulesha. Must be it was in the reverse order. Must be that the second thing happened first. So then they told him, meaning Rabbi Eliezer said, that there's an etzah, don't worry about it. The etzah is makom gavaya, ofer tichayach. But then they told him, what if ain't lo makom gavaya, ofer tichayach mai? Let me told him, of Valyasa Atzmai Rosho Shah Achas Lifnehamoch. Says the Gemara, the Kol Kachlova. I saw the Aruch Haner explains that we know there's an idea of Godel Kovet Abriyas Shadoich Haloysa Seisha B'Torah. And you see over here, Rabbi Eliezer felt that this has nothing to do with that halacha. Because if Godel Kovet Abriyas Shadoich Haloysa Seisha B'Torah, maybe Rabbi Eliezer's cheshbon is not a right cheshbon. Mutav, he said it's better that they should be Moitzi Laz Alban of Shei Mamzerim. What happened to Kovet Abriyas? So obviously he felt that this was very, very chomer. And that's the backdrop of the Gemara's kasha. Why? Why is it so chomer? Because he felt that if someone's oiches ba'amo, it can lead to shichvazer levatala, and that's chomer. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, as the pasuk says, Vayera be'ini Hashem, Asher Osa, Vayomes Gam Oisai. The context over there is Parshas Vayeshev. It's a story of Yehuda and Tamar. And it says that Yehuda had a son that was married to Tamar. He died. And he wanted that his next son, Oinen, should be Miyabein Tamar. Oinen didn't want to have any children with Tamar. So Chazal says, it's a Gemara Yevamos, Daf Lamedalud Perik Arbaachim, that he was Dosh Bifnim Vizayrim Mibachotz. Meaning, he did Bia, but the Zera never entered the guf of Tamar. In other words, he was Moitzi Zera Levatol. He ended up dying. And Chazal say that the reason he died was because of what he did. It was because he was Dosh Bifnim, V'Zayr Bachot. But either way, you see from there that I'm Moitzi Shichva Zera Levatol. Tzchayiv Mitzah, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Ami, Amri, Kilu Shoyfich Domen. That not only is he Chayiv Mitzah, but he's Kilu Shoyfich Domen Shenemar. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk over there describes people that do averos and they're okay with it. They're calm about it. Hanechomim bo'elim, nechomim miloshen cham. They heat themselves be'elim with the wood of certain trees. So they make fire from this wood of the elim tree, and they're nechomim. They heat themselves. Tachas kol eitz ranon. Who are these people? Sheichatei hayolodim bancholim. Tachas seipe hasloim. These are people that slaughter children, says the Gemara. Al tikri sheichate ela seichate. These aren't people that slaughter children from the Lashon Shechita, but seichatem is from the Lashon Shechita. They're seichet, they're zera, which has the koyach to one day become a child. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. So seichate ha-yoladim, seichate ha-yoladim, it's kilu shafach domer. That someone that's moitzi zera levatolo, he's kilu oivet avay dezor. It says over here, tachas kol eitz ranon, v'ksiv hosam, and it says, al ha-orim ha-romim v'tachas kol eitz ranon. Either way, it's Chayev Miso, it's Ki'ilu Shayfich Domim, it's Ki'ilu Oyveid, Avoidas Kechavim, it's something that's very Chomer, and that's why Rebbe Eliezer said that it's Osir for a person to be Oychiz Ba'amasayu Mashtin, because it's a Gzeira Otu Shechvazel Vatolo, which is something that's so Chomer, and he was so worried about it that he said that even if it's going to lead that people will be Moitzi Laz on this person that they're Mamzerim, whereas you're going to be Moitzi Laz on someone's children that they're Mamzerim for an Isser of being Oychiz Ba'amasay at the time that is being Mashtin, that in and of itself is not Osir. But it's because that this inyan, this gzeira, is a harchaka, it's a shmira against something that's very chamor, and therefore you don't have the halach of God to cover that priya shadoicha, loisa se shabbatayra. Talk to Gemara Vayitra. Rabbi Yehuda v'Shmuel avikaymea igra. Debei knishto deshaf v'yosef ben hardot. Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel were once standing on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf V'Yosef Ben Ardo. We'll see more about that later. Omelei Rav Yehuda L'Shmuel. Rav Yehuda told Shmuel. Now Rav Yehuda we know was a Talmud of Shmuel. Throughout Shas, you have Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and he was a Talmud of Shmuel. First he learned by Rav, and after Rav passed away, Rav was Nifter before Shmuel was. He went to learn Torah by Shmuel. But either way, so Shmuel and Rav Yehuda are standing on the roof of this Beis HaKnesses of Shafi Yosef ben Hardo. Amalei Rav Yehuda to Shmuel, Tzarech ani lahashten. Rav Yehuda told Shmuel, I need to go to the bathroom. Amalei, so he told him, Shinana. He told him, sharp one. Achiz ba'amoscha v'hashten. So we know throughout Shas, Shmuel used to refer to his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, as Shinana. Right? Yesterday's daf, we saw that Rava called Rapapa Soidani. Either Al Soid Hashem Liyareya because of Torah, or because he was in the beer business. It was because of Gedula. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda was called by Shmuel as Shinan, a Pasha, because he was a Charif. Yehuda was an Oika Harif, he was a Charif. We'll see more about Rabbi Yehuda later as well. But either way, it was because of the Charifas. I'm stating that there's a Shita Mekubetzes, a nice Maramakim, a Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Yudalid, that says the reason he called him Shinan is because Rabbi Yehuda had very big teeth. And because that got bucked Zayna, so he had big teeth. He used to call him Shinanah. There's what to talk about on that. But either way, not for now. So to Gemara, he told him, Shinanah, he said, hold your Amma and go to the bathroom. Meaning, Lachos. He didn't want to go to the bathroom on top of the Beis HaKnesses of Shavu Yosef Ben Adar. So he said, he didn't know what to do. Like, what should I do? So he told him, like this, you'll be able to make sure that it doesn't land on the Beis HaKnesses. It goes Lachos. Wait, Gemara, hey, Chiyavad Hachi. How could Shmuel tell this Rabbi Yehuda? What time didn't we just learn the price? Rabbi Liezoi, Makaloiches Ba Masoi, Umashtin, Ki'ilu Mevi Mabaloilom. So how was he allowed to tell? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Asu Kavoy Loshas. The reason Shmuel felt that this was okay is because in his Shmuel was Medama Milsa Milsa, and he invoked the halacha of the Boy Loshas. This is mentioned at the very, very end of Mesechtes Avoy Dezor. Geshmak Halacha, Boy Loshas, Shinichnas Le'ir, Bishash Shalom, a Boy Loshas. This is a bunch of troops. They entered a city, a Jewish village, and they did what they did. There was wine there. And then the question was, when they left, are you allowed to drink the wine now or not? Meaning, Yayin Nesach, Stam Yenim, you run into all these different problems. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah. The Shah Shalom, Chavius Psuches Asuris, Stumis Mataris. If it's a Shah Shalom, any open bottle of wine you can't drink. If it's Stumis, if it's sealed, then that's a Simen, Muvuk, then it's fine. The Shah Smulchama. But if it's a Shah Smulchama, Elu Velu Mutarois. And the reason is, Lafisha Elam Pnai Lenasach. Because they're in the middle of fighting a war. They're going to stop being Menasach, Yayin Lavi Dazar. Alma, what do you see from here? Kivan de Beisi, loy osi linsuchi. That when a person is in a state of pachad, he's ba'isi, so he can't think about his taiva to go ahead and be menasich yayin lavoy dezara. Hachanami. So Shmuel felt the same thing here. Kivan de Beisi, being that Rabbi Yehuda was in a state of fear, loy osi leherhure. Meaning, there's no iser be'etzem to be oiches ba'ama and mashdik. It's all because you may come to a point where you'll be over an Isser, and it's a Chamura. So Rav Yehuda, Shmuel felt that in this state, there was no way Rav Yehuda was going to come to that, because he was in a state of, but you see, he was in a state of fear. Oh, you're in a state of fear, you have nothing to worry. How did he know that? He knew it from a Mishnah. He was Medama Milsa La Milsa, he shtausu da'ilacha be'loshes, a Mishnah in the end of Mesechtes Avodah. Why was he afraid? Right, when the troops enter a city, if they're in the middle of a war, yeah, they're but you see, they're fighting a war. But what was the fear over here? Says the Gemara, four pshat. Could be used by Asusa the Lai with the Igra. Number one, it was night at time when this happened. And number two, they were standing on a roof. So practically, he was in a state of fear. He was in front of his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda was in the presence of Shmuel. So he wasn't in a place where him being Oiches Ba'ama was going to get him to a point where he might be Moitzi Zera. Some say it was by Asusa the Shechina. It could be he was afraid of the Shechina. He was on the top. Rashi says he was Shoyer Beis HaKnesses. He was on top of Beis HaKnesses. We'll see more about that later. Or you could say a Masa de Mori Aleh, that he was simply afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kari Shmuel Aleh, because Shmuel used to say about Rabbi Yehuda, you know how great he is? Ein Zeh Yelud Isha. He's mamash not human. A malach. He's literally not even a Yelud Isha. We'll see more about that later as well. Says the Gemara. So either way. So the first mahalach of why it was okay, why Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, you worried about, you have to go to the bathroom, achoyz ba'amoscha, and like this, it'll be okay. What happened to Rabbi Eliezer's halacha? The teretz is, he wasn't afraid. The reason he was afraid. And that's the Gemara's meaning. He wasn't afraid that it may come l'idei avera because he knew that Rabbi Yehuda was in a state of fear. Why? The Gemara gave four reasons. Iba yisema, a whole nother mahalach. Nasli hava. You know what that is? It's because Rabbi Yehuda was married and Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Hoyo nasli voter. That if a person's married, this whole halacha doesn't apply. If he's married, he has pas b'salei. So the whole chashash is a much less chashash. And as a result, in this case, you don't have to be worried. Or you could say maybe what he told him to do was based on something that was already said. Tony, even though it's usher for a person to be oiches ba'ama, that's Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. But misayeya bebeitza milmata. If he holds his beitza milmata, so then already there's no concern. There's a gvul on the ama as it relates to this halacha. Me'atara lamata, from the top part, the crown of the ama. Ulamata mutter. Me'atara ulamayla asa. What does lamata ulamayla mean? So Rashi says lamayla means letzad aguf. So it's the lower part of the amma, letzad aguf, that's the problem. But if it's only the top part, the tip, so to speak. That's not such a problem. Either way, that's what he told him to do it in a way where it's going to be okay. Bottom line is that how was it mutter for Rabbi Yehuda to be oiches bama? Either because he was afraid, so he had nothing to worry about. Maybe he was married, he was mesayeya bebeitzim, or it was there's a gvul and it was on the proper part of the vol. Amar Rav, amakasha atzmi l'das ebenidus. If someone causes himself to get excited in that way, yehi benidui. Faith Gemara v'lema aser nidui. It's a chayrim. Aser. Sotu Gemara, no. This is nidui. Because the kamigari yetzara anavshe, because he's bringing the yetzara upon himself, this is more than just aser. Rav Ami says, nikra avarian. He's called an avarian. Shekachum nase shal yetzara, because this is the way the yetzara operates. Hayoyim ayim alei asei kach. Ulamachar ayim alei asei kach. Ulamachar ayim alei leich avoid. Avoid es kechavim. Vahoy leich vahoy. Meaning the yetzara doesn't go after a person and completely take him down because it's just not practical for the Yetzirah. You understand? He can't do it that way. So what he does is, he does it tzibislach. First he tells you to do a small Avera, then he tells you to do a bigger Avera. Either way, this is why he's Nikra Avarian, because from being Mekasha Atzmi Ladas, this is something that can lead to a bigger Avera. The one exception to this, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a few Sichos in the Sichos Musar was the Chet HaEgel, right? The pasuk says, "Soru maher min aderech asher tzivisim asu lahem egel masecha." Soru maher min aderech. So this dvar matikin for Reb Chaim Shmulev. It's not for today, but either way, usually the usual course is of the Yetzirah is he can't get a person to go meigru ramo lebira mikta. The chiddush of the Chet HaEgel was that it actually happened that way. Either way, Ikud Amri, Amr Avakol, maybe Yatzmul Dei Hirer, E Machnisin, Oisoy Bim Chitzasu, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody brings himself a Dei Hirer, they don't allow him into the Mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that? Ksifal, because that's Ve'er Be'nei Hashem. Again, that's referring to Oinon. That was Dashmi Bifnim, Zoyim Bachotz, which was the Chet of Zerah Levatola. Fiksiv Hasam, and it says, Ki Loi Keil Chofetz Resha Ato, Lo Yogurcha Ra. So someone that's Ra is Lo Yogurcha, can't be together with Hashem. Who was Ra? Oinon. Vayera be'inei Hashem. So you see from there that this is called Rav. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ma'idichsev Yodechem Domim Mileu. What does it mean when the pasuk says Yodechem Domim Mileu? There was blood on your hands. Elu haMenafim Biyad. We said that's related to Shvichas Domim. So if someone is Menaif Biyad, Yodechem Domim Mileu. Talmud Rabbi Shmuel Leisinaf. It says in the Torah. So literally, it means adultery, but we learn that there's an issa for a person to be noyev biyad, and there's an issa for a person to be noyev beregel. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter. Kolamevi atzmeli dehirer ein machnisin oisoy b'mchitzasoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was thinking that Parshas Vayera begins Vayera Elov Hashem be'eloine mamre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avram Avinu. Where? Be'eloine mamre. Who was Mamre? So Mamre was one of Avram Avinu's friends. Honor Eshkol Mamre. He was one of Avram Avinu's chevra. Why was he zoicha? Vayera elav Hashem beiloine Mamre. Zok Rashi. Who nosan loy eitzal amila leficha'ch nigla olav bechelkai. Because when Avram Avinu was told by Hashem to do bris mila, so Avram Avinu consulted with his friends. It's a pella. How? Why? And how? But regardless, that's what happens. So he went to his chaverim, and Mamre was the one who then encouraged him. He said, "Yeah, go ahead and do it." Who nosan loy eitzal amila? So now when Hakadosh Baruch Hu came b'shlishin lamila to be mevakechay l'Avram Avinu, so where did he come? He went to Eloine Mamre. That was his reward that he got for giving Avram Avinu the Eitzah. But I was thinking that maybe there's an oymek. Maybe there's a midah kineged midah. Because Kiyudua, the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, what's the idea of bris milah? Because the Ever HaMila is the Ever HaTaiva, and it's to be Memae Taivas HaMishkal. The idea is to somehow subdue a little bit the natural Taiva that a person has for Arayas. Kol HaMevi Atzmeli DeHirer, says the Gemara, Ein Machnisa Noisai B'mchitzasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person goes out of his way and he brings upon himself Arayas, what's the Oynish? You can't enter the Mechitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be Mamre was the one who gave the Eitz of Akert. Not to be maybe Atzmi with the hearer, but to be Memayit to Taivas HaMishko. What was his chos? Mida Kenegan Mida. Lefichach Nigla Olav Bechelkoi. The Eivishter came to his Mechitza. Vayere Elov Hashem. Beiloine Mamre. Zok Digimara. Vaitu Tan Rabbanon. Hagerim. Converts. Vahamesachak in Bitinoikes. And literally, people that play with children. Ma'akvenes HaMashiach. Freitigmar. Bishlem Hagerim. Geirum HaMa'akim Mashiach, that probably means Kedir Rav Chelboy. It probably is related to something Rav Chelboy said. I'm Rav Chelboy, Koshin Geir L'Yisrael, Kis HaPachas. Rav Chelboy said that Geirum are so bad for Klal Yisrael, they're like Sapachas. They're almost like a neger, like a Tzaras. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi says several Pshatim, Tosfos says a Pshat, Tosfos different. This is a Gemara in many places in Shas. There's different Pshatim. Rashi says that they're not Bekiyim and Mitzvahs, and they bring Peronius to Klal Yisrael. They cause other people to learn from their ways. Tosfos says that they cause problems with the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. But Tosfos in other places is just the opposite, that Geirim, being that they made their own decision to enter Tachas Kanfei Hashchino, so sometimes they're more nizer and mitzvahs than we are. And they actually make people that were not Geirim, that were born Yidden, look bad with their Avodah. It's not because of a pechisos in the Ger, the haftam as a Ger. I mean, the Ger is given so much cover in the Torah. It's just the opposite. It's the fact that the Ger, who sometimes will have a certain energy and a passion for Torah mitzvahs that people that are not Gerim don't have, and that's why Koshim Gerim highlights the lack of passion sometimes that you didn't have for mitzvahs. But either way, so we understand why Gerim are Ma'akiv as HaMashiach. It's related to Rav Chelboy, whatever Pshan of Rav Chelboy is. Ela Mesachim v'tinoik is Ma'akiv. What is Mesachim v'tinoik? Someone that plays with children, he's Ma'akiv Mashiach. So to Gemara, Ilei Ma'mishkav Zohar. That doesn't mean Mesachakim Miloshin Arayos, Mishkov Zachar. But if that's the case, B'nei Skila Ninu. Rashi says that Ma'akvin as HaMashiach sounds like it's not something that's Osir, but at the same time, it's Ma'akvin as HaMashiach. Right? Gerim is not Osir, but it's Ma'akvin as HaMashiach. Here, this is B'nei Skila. Elo Derech Evarim. Maybe it means that it's not Mishkov Zachar, Misachin as HaTinoikis, but this person is Misachik with Tinoikis, in an Arayas they go away, but not Mishkevei Isha, where he would be Chayev Skila for Mishkev Zachar. But the Gemara says, B'nei Mabel Nino. It's still Zer Levatala. So again, it's more than just Ma'akev HaMashiach. Ela says, the Gemara, the Nesivi Ktanis. It means something completely different. It means someone that gets married, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, but he married a Ktana, the Lav Noisei Ludin. And being that Ktanis can't have children, and the Amr Rabbi Yossi, he said, Emin David Ba, Ad Sheyichlu Kol HaNeshomesh HaBeGuf. Mashiach's not going to come until all the Neshomes that are in Guf will be brought down onto this world. Rashi says Guf is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stores the neshamas, kaviyachal, so to speak, whatever that means. Cheder, it's a cheder. Shem mokim hamiyuchad l'neshamas ha'asidim liyos noyladim. Either way, until all those neshamas leave that cheder, Guf, Mashiach, or which is like Cheder Kigof, Rashi says. The Mashiach's not going to come. Either way, that's what it means. That's the point. Someone's Mesachim Tinoi because he's married, but his wife's never going to have any children, and as a result, there's an idea of Ikov Es HaMashiach. But Anoshim Tikotim. So again, the Mishnah said, Kol Yad HaMar, believe like B'Noshim Mishubachas, U'B'Anoshim Tikotzitz. Iboiluhu Dino Tanan, Oilotusa Tanan. When we say that a man that does Bedikas, Tikotze means literally dina, or it's just like a lashon klala. So after Gemara, dina tanan, does it mean din? And there's precedence for that. A hand for a hand. Yada Rav Huna cuts yada. Rav Huna once cut the hand off a person that lifted his hand up against somebody else. So right, Chazal say that if someone lifts his hand against somebody who doesn't hit him, he's called a rasha. Rav Huna once went and he chopped off that person's hand. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Literally, tikotze. It's oyla tusa tanan. So Gemara Toshma. Tanya Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon said yad la ama. Tikotzeitz yaday al tibure. If someone puts his hand on his amma, tikotzeitz yaday, his hand should be cut off al tibure, on his stomach. So tibure literally is his belly button. Just put his hand there, cut it off. Unrelated, they told him about like crazy nifkas. If you're gonna do that, you're gonna split open his stomach as well. Amalem, so he told him, mutav tibaka kresai, let his stomach split open, valyere the ver shachas. Better than his soul have to go to Be'er Shachas. Faith to Gemara. If this was all meant to be taken literally, then the Shach of Atari makes sense. Right? He said you should cut his hand on his stomach. He said, what do you mean? You're going to hurt his stomach? So he said, so it's all fine. But if this is all a klala anyway, my kresin of kas, then why are we dealing with this as if it's literal? Elamai sounds like it is literal. So the Gemara says, Elamai dina tanai here. So good. You're going to prove from the exchange between Rav Tarfon and the Chachamim that this was meant to be taken literally. But if that's the case, Leisagi de Laval Tibure, how do you understand what Rav Tarfon said? Rav Tarfon said, Yad lo amati kotzit yode al tibure. Why does it have to be al tibure? Leisagi de Laval Tibure? Why would Rav Tarfon? Ella must be, we have a completely wrong girsa of this whole exchange. And once we clean up the girsa, the raya is going to fall away. Reb Tarfa said it was like this. Reb Tarfa was more machmen than Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said a person can't be oiches ba'ama, even when he's going to the bathroom. Reb Tarfa said no, that a person can't even put his hand below his belly button. And if he does, tikotis. Amr le Reb Tarfin. So the Chacham told Reb Tarfin, yoshav le koitz bekreise. What if he has a koitz there? He has a thorn in his stomach, in that area. Lo yitlenu? He shouldn't take it out. Amr lehem loy. He said, no. But they told him, vali kreise nefgas. What do you mean? It's going to hurt his stomach. Amr le mutav tibaka kreise val yeir the vershachas. It was not that he said that tikotze it yodoy al kreise. It was a completely misconstrued braisa. And as a result, it has nothing to do with this idea. Regardless, so, I mean, one thing that for sure is mavur in today's daf, and that is that there's an isser for a person to be moitzi zera levatol. Not just that, it's mavur in the Gemara that it's an isser chomer. Kilu mevi mabala oilam, chayev misa, kiilu shoyfeich damim, kiilu oivei ravoy dezara. And the truth is, if you take a look in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Ebene Ezra Simen Chav Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, it's clear that it's an avera that's chomer. What's interesting is, and that's really the dichotomy in the sugya, and that is, it's not even clear what the makar of the iser is. So mitzad echad, it's something that's very, very chomer. Mitzad sheni, what's the makar to the iser? There was one pasuk in the Torah that was quoted in today's daf. I mean, we had the pasuk of Oinon, but that was just more divrei agada. There was one azara that was mentioned in the Torah, in the Gemara. And that is, it says, loisinof, and we learn from there, loisehe b'chaniyof b'yadu b'regel, which would seem to be a pasuk at least, that's describing this iser. But the truth is, if you take a look in the Achronim, the Aruch Laner says it right here in the Sugya, says it's Pashat, that's only an Asmachta Ba'alma, that's not a real drasha. Not only that, it's Mashma, that iser is if someone's Noyev specifically Biyadu Beregel. What if someone is Moitzi Zera Levatol, but it's not Biyadu Beregel? Is he still going to be over the iser Loisinov? If you want to take a look, there's a tshuva from a Moshe. It's in Ebene Ezra Chelek Gimel. It's Simen Yud Aleph, where a Moshe clearly draws a distinction between the iser of Zera Levatolo and the iser of Loisinov, Lo Yehebe Chaniyav Biyad Abrek. It's not the same thing. But either way, so here you have an iser that's Chomer Adla Ma'oid, and then Mitzad Sheni, it's not even clear what the iser is. Is it an iser Deiraisa? If it's an iser Deiraisa, what is the iser? Is it only an iser Derabanan? So Pika Bolo, there's the Zohar HaKadosh, Vadvarim Atikin, the Inkam Akoimoy. But in terms of Al Derech Nigla, what exactly is the Makar of the iser? It's not clear. That's the first aura. The second aura is that it was Mavur in the Gemara, very big Chiddush, seemingly. And that is that the iser of Zerel Vatala is not Miyuchat men, but rather women have this iser as well. The Mishnah said, Kol Hayad Amar B'Livdoik B'Noshin Mishubachas. Ube anoshim tikotze. It's very the Gemara. Ma'ishna anoshim, ma'ishna anoshim. The Gemara is very simple because a woman, if she does a bedika, it's not going to excite her. A man does a bedika, it may excite him. As a result, by men you have to be afraid. By women you don't have to be afraid. Fake the Rajba and the Rabban and Rabbeinu Tam, all the Rishayim ask, the Chari the Gemara is a pella. What do you want to know? Ma'ishna anoshim or ma'ishna anoshim? What's the problem with doing bedikos? Really, from a Tumah V'Tayrus standpoint, it's wonderful. Hareza meshubachas norvas. It may come with the Avera. So a man, there's an Avera. He may be Moisi Zera Levatolo. A woman, there's no Zera Levatolo. So what does it mean? Say the Rishonim. It's Muchach from this Gemara that a woman also has an Isser of Zera Levatolo. The question is, what's the Isser? Not only what's the Isser, what does it even mean? Because in the Machshava world, you would think that the understanding of the Isser Zera Levatolo is related to the fact that Zera has a Koyach to be moiled, right? He has a koyach to be moiled. And it's because of the koyach that the zera has to be moiled that it's so chomer for a person to just go ahead and be mashchis at levatola. But by a woman, that's something that's completely not applicable. So if it's not applicable by a woman, then l'chura, where does it even pass the iser of zera levatola by a woman? Now the truth is, Tosis over here brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that when the Gemara said that women are la benois hargasha, it didn't mean that practically she won't get excited. It meant what the Rishonim are bothered by. It meant that you don't have to worry about women. Because by women there is no iser. And Rabbeinu Tam was moisef. He said a chiddush in terms of the lumdis of the sugya, and that is that the iser hoitzah zera levatola is related to the mitzvah saseya puruvu. That being that a person has a mitzvah puruvu, so with the flip side of that coin is that the zera can't be used for anything other than puruvu. You can't be moitzi the zera levatol. So zok Rabbeinu Tam, women don't have a mitzvah puruvu. as we all know. As a result, says Rabbeinu Tam, there would be no Isser, Itzar Zalabato. My nafkamina, Rabbi Yechon ben Broika, who holds that women do have a mitzvah peruvus. According to him, Rabbeinu Tam was masking a woman would have a Isser, Shechva Zalabato. But we don't pass Rabbi Yechon ben Broika. We pass that women don't have the mitzvah peruvus. So if a woman doesn't have a mitzvah peruvus, that's why she doesn't have the Isser, Itzar Zalabato. But it's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. The pash, this is not the way. The Rajba, the Ramban, and the Rajba says, I'll bring you a raya. Because the Gemara said, Kilu mevi mabal oilam. Why, Dr. Ashi? Ki hishchis kolbasa is darkoi, beroyschen kilkulu, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah daf yud beis. As if the Avera of the Daira Mabal was Zera Levatala. If that's the case, why were women punished? Women can't be Maitzi Zera Levatala. They don't have an Isser. So why were they punished? Elamai, they do have an Isser. And the question is, what does it mean? What does it physically mean? Either way, so I am Rishonim Achronim, there's a discussion on it. One other thing, you know, the Gemara said that if someone's Maitzi Zera Levatala, it's Ki'ilu. So one of the things we've spoken a lot about in the daf over the years is every time the Gemara says ki'ilu, what does that mean? Like how literal, how far are you supposed to take a ki'ilu? Ki'ilu this, ki'ilu that, the Chachma Shloima and Ebene Ezra Semen Aleph, the Chidon, so what exactly does, what Kaloisik Pateris Achatas, ki'ilu Hikrif Chatas? But the truth is, it sounds a little bit, it feels a little bit like the Ki'ilu Shayfich Domim, and this sugi is a little bit different. Because when we say that if someone's Moisi Zerah Levatol is Ki'ilu Shayfich Domim, it would seem that it's related to the fact that the Zerah has a Kayach to be Moilid. And it's because of the Kayach that the Zerah has to be Moilid that there's maybe an element of Shvichas Domim taking place. Stating that, the Achroinim all quote a tshuva from the Pnei Yeshua. Now, the Shailos Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, unbeknownst to many, was not written by the Pnei Yeshua. But the Shailos Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, which is a kadma in 100 years before the Pnei Yeshua, and quoted by the Achroinim, I'll read it to you from a tshuva of the Chavina Rav and the David Mesharim, Simen Chaf, where the Pnei Yeshua said that don't make that mistake. That even though it sounds a little bit like that, it's a tois. And really, the ramifications that the Pnei Yeshua and that Shuvah was discussing, and the Shubina Rav was discussing, and there's a arichas from this from Yaakov Emden who was discussing, they were all discussing the same context. Do we look at it ki'ilu shayfich damim that it's going to be Yaharu Guvayava? Like literally, Yaharu Guvayava? Shvichas damim was one of the Gimel Averes Chamuras. Meaning, and it could be that even if the ki'ilus usually don't rise to the level of where it's going to be mamish to the point where it's Yaharu Guvayava, maybe this ki'ilu shayfich damim is different. Because this ki'ilu shayfich damim is a question of being mashchis, something that has a kayach to be meiled. But says the Pnei Yeshua. Again, I'm reading from the Chabina Rav. I don't have the Pnei Yeshua, but the Chabina Rav brings it as follows. He says, V'hela, she'ein zeh b'chal gilei rai shvichas damim Yaharu Guvayava. Da'av agav to amru chazal shu ki'ilu shayfich damim. Hari gam b'loshan hara. Amru Chazal, Sheshkulo Keinze, Kavoy de Zara. I'm sorry, Vigilu Arise, Vishvichas Domim. Vichiyala al Adas, Shiye, Mamish Kamayo. So, does anyone think that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, he was Mamish Oyver Avoy de Zara? He bowed down to a Getchka? Nobody would say that. So, what does it mean? What did Chazal mean? Velo Yamru Elola Haflik Chomer Avoy. Chomer just wanted to bring out how Chomer it is, but not that it's literally Ki'ilu Shayfich Domim. Not that it's literally Ki'ilu Oyver Avoy de Zara. As I state in the Pnei Yeshua with ramifications, I mean, Chomer wanted to bring out that this is very, very Chomer. See, now they said it's very Chomer, the same way they did it by Lashon Hara. And this is something, Tein Lo Chacham Yech Gamay, that we could probably apply to other Gemaras as well, where the Chacham Kalakoyes, Chazal say things like this about Gaiva. I mean, how literally are we supposed to take them? There's a Giloy here in a Pnei Yeshua that all the poets can quote that it could be even when it comes to this where it feels like it's literal. Even here, it's not literal. It's just to be maflig in the Chaymer Inyan, but Chalila to think that it means it literally Kilu Shayfich Damim. And the Chabrina Rav brought a Raya Nifla from a Tshuva from a Chavez Ya'ir that we've spoken about in the Daf many times. And that is in the Sugi of abortion. And when we went through the sugya, we've done it many times. It's mavur that if somebody aborts a child, loyaleinu, he's not a shayfich damim. It's for sure, it's a mishnah mesechtes need that's coming up. It's for sure not shayfich damim. The question is, what's the issers and the raises, the rabbanon, tais mesechtes chulin, and all the rage. Vadvarim atikin ve'inkam akomi lekarich. But said the chavis yair, is I understand what happened to this is our lematol. And you see that even when it's an uber, it's not shayfich damim. So how could Zera Levatol itself be Shvichas Damim? As I zokt the Chabina, it can't be. It's not possible. Because if abortion is not Shvichas Damim, and as I is Mavur Kla, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Someone, you're not Chayiv Misa for aborting a child. It's a Mishnah. Ben Noyach, yeah, but Yisrael not. How could Benayach have been mechomer? So Tosis says you have to say that he saw there's also an iser, and no one even knows what that iser is. The Raya said, the Rabbanan, what's the makara of the iser? The Rambam doesn't hold it. The meikamidi, maybe according to Rambam, it's even going to be mutter. But dvorim atikin. But if you're going to tell me that abortion is not shvichas damim, how could zera levatala be yes shvichas damim? So it's muchach that when Chazal said kilu shvichas damim, even though we're dealing with something that relates to human life, but at the same time, again, it's just being maflig. It's no different than the ke'ilu in the sugis of Lashon Hara. Regardless, that's just a little bit of ha'ara as it relates to the primary topic of the daf. But just to conclude with some light raid, and that is the Gemara said at the end, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel were kaimia igrid b'nei Knishta. They were both standing on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses, not just any Beis HaKnesses. It was the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf v'Yosef ben Harda. Rav Yehuda had to go to the bathroom. He didn't feel it was appropriate to use the bathroom there. So Shmuel told him, "Achoyes ba'amosecha, v'hashtein lachutz." Wait, the Gemara, how is he allowed to do that? Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say it's kilu mevi ma'abul ha'olam? So the Gemara gave several turuts. The first head of the Gemara was that he was afraid. The Gemara said, "Why was he afraid?" And the Gemara gave several explanations for that as well. Either because it was at night and he was standing on a roof, or he was in the presence of his Rebbe. It was bi'asusa the shechina. Or it was Amos the Mori Aleh, the Kari Shmuel Aleh, because Shmuel used to say about Rabbi Yehuda, Ein ze yolud isha. His mama, she's not a human. He's literally a malach. So three ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that he was afraid of the Amos of the Shechina. The Marsha says that the Pshat and the Gemara, really, it can be understood very, very simply, if you're familiar with the rest of the story, the history of the Beis HaKnesses, the Shaf v'Yosef ben Harda. So this Beis HaKnesses was in Harda. Harda was a Babylonian city. And apparently, this city of Harda had a shul that was known as Shaf v'Yosef. Now, why was it called Shaf v'Yosef? So Rashi says in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Tes Amad Aleph, Ubono Yechanya v'Siyata. You know who built this Beis HaKnesses? Yechanya. Yoyachin. He took with him the stones and the offer from Eretz Yisrael. He brought it to Bavel, and he used the stones of Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaKnesses. The Kayim HaShenemar, Ki Rotsu Avadecha Sabanel, Vesafari Chaynono. He wanted to be Mekayim that Pasuk, that the Idah, we love the Offer and the Avonim of Eretz Yisrael. So he brought it with him to Bavel, and he built the Beis HaKnesses, and that was the Beis HaKnesses of Shafi Yosef ben Ardah. And the Gemara over there waxes poetic about that Beis HaKnesses. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yechai Yoimer, Bo Yirei Kamech Avivim Yisrael Lefnei Amacha. Because wherever the Yidah went to Golus, the Shechina always went with them. Golu Mitzrayim, Shechina Imam. Golu Lubavel, Shechina Imam. V'av kishen asidim ligoyel, Shechina Imam. Shinema v'shav Hashem alikecha shvuscho v'heishav loyinem elu v'shav. Malami shakodesh baruch v'shav imam. Chash baruch v'shav Golus, and the Chash baruch says the Gemara, v'bavel heicho. So the Amiram we're discussing. We have this memra from Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who said that the Shechina went to Golus together with the Yidden. They were living in Bavel. They wanted to know, we're in Bavel. That's where most of the Jews were living at the time. So he said, where in Bavel could you find the Shechina? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, Bebeknishta de Hutzel. The Shechina is in the Beis HaKnesses of Hutzel. That's a city. Ubebeknishta de Shafi Yosef ben Adam. V'loi teme hacha v'hacha. El zimnin hacha v'zimnin hacha. Either way, and then the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Abaya, tasely, I'm going to get schar. Dichi marchik na parso. If I'm within a parso of the Beis HaKnesses of Shafi Yosef ben Adam, I always go daven there. Because I know that's where the Shechina is. Zok de Masha, it's Pashit, that's the Gemara over here. They weren't just on the top of a Rashi says they were on top of the Beis HaKnesses. It wasn't Stam, Umikdash Haitiro, Mikdash Ma'at, that he was afraid of a Beis HaKnesses. He was on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf V'Yosef de Naharda. This was the Beis HaKnesses where the Amiram knew there was a special manifestation of Shechina. That's where they felt the Shechina was when it says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Goyle Imayim. So obviously on that roof, it was very uncomfortable for Rabbi Yehuda. But the point is he was afraid and there was no way he was going to ever come to a hearer of Aveira, a hearer of Taiva when he was in that place. But I'll tell you something fascinating, parenthetically. And that is that we've spoken that in the past, the Chasam Sofer in a few tshuvas, but most notably in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Samech Dalet, Astakasha. He says, Yechanya went and he took with him stones, and he brought it to Bavel, and he built a Beis HaKnesses. Freik, the Chasam Sofer, how was he allowed to do that? L'chayre, the stones that he took were from the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that the Avnei Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha. If they have Kedusha, there's an Issa Me'ilah. So Freik, the Chasam Sofer, how was he allowed to take the stones and bring it with him to Bavel and now build a Beis HaKnesses? The Yidden would be benefiting from the Beis HaKnesses. They'd be Moyel Behektish. Azoy Freik, the Chasam Sofer, how are they allowed to build a Beis HaKnesses? What happened to the idea What happened to the idea of Mi'ila? Zachtach Sam Sofer, you have to say, because the Gemara says in Masechta Sofer Dezora, Dafnin Beis, that the Mizbeach that the Avonim destroyed was Chulin Gemurim. Because it says, U'ba'u ba'pritzim v'chilaloha. And we learn from there, Mikiman Shabau ba'pritzim nischalaloha. As soon as the pritzim, the enemy, the bad guys, entered the Beis HaMikdash, they were mechalal it. They made it chulin. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Avnei Beis HaMikdash didn't have Kiddush anymore. I mean, it didn't have Kiddush anymore. So it's for that reason, says the Chassam Sofer, that you don't have to worry about Mi'ila, because at this point, it has no Kiddusha. The Magia on the bottom of the new Chassam Sofer brings from many Achroinim that asked on the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer at first glance is Tamua. Meaning, Mi'gila la'chassam Sofer rozeh. That the Avonim and the Afar that Yechonya took with him and brought to Bavel was the Avonim and the Afar of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi doesn't say that. If you read Rashi in Masechtas Megillah, Rashi says, Ubono Yechonya v'siyatoi me'avonim v'afar sheheviwi mohim b'goluson. L'kayim ha'shenema kirotu avadechus avoneo v'safari Yechonya. Who said it was from the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe it was from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it was from, I don't know, the old city somewhere. Who said it was from Yerushalayim? The Chassam Sofer and a few tshuvas was very bothered with this kasha, uvoba, pritzim v'chilalua, aboitash tikol Torah. What's the basis to the kasha? And many, many, many achroinim were very bothered with this Chassam Sofer. And he says, v'ein loymar, say the achroinim, then maybe the Chassam Sofer knew that because it says, kirotsu avadech l'savonel, v'safor yuchoninu. And he felt that pasuk is probably referring to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a Mefurish Gemara, not that way. This is almost the last Gemara in Masechtas Ksubas. Rav Abba, everyone knows this, Menashe Kipi Da Akko. Where Rav Abba would come to Akko, the city of Akko, he would kiss the Kipi of Akko. Rashi has two pshatim, what exactly that is. Rav Chanina Masechta Maskole. Rav Chanina, he would sweep the floors of Akko. Rav Ami, v'Rav Asi, Kaima Mishimsha Latula, Umitula Vishimsha. Either way, the Gemara says, Rav Chia Bar Gamda Miganda Ba'afra. He would roll in the offer. Why did these Amayram do this? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Ki rotsu avodechus avoneo v'safar yichoneinu." So what do you see in this Gemara? That even Akkoi falls into this category. So Mehecha Teisa asked the Achroinim, many, many G'dayil Yisrael asked this kash on the Chassam Sofer, Mehecha Teisi, that the offer and the avonim that Yechonya took was even from Yerushalayim. But I found it's a Mefurish Marsha. It's amazing. Because if you take a look at this Marsha that we just spoke at right now, then why was Rabbi Yehuda so afraid? Because he was on the roof of a Beis HaKnesses, not just a Beis HaKnesses. It was Shof Yosef and Arda. Zok to Marsha. Be'oruch be'erech Shof Pirish. Be'golos Yechonya v'siyate. So the Oruch brings the story. He says what happened was Yechonya came, kad osul in harda bonu knishta v'yostua ba'avonim v'ofar da'aisiyu ba'hadayu mi Beis HaMikdash. V'karu Shof v'yosef koloimar shenasa mikaydish v'yasha shenasa mikdash v'nadashah. It's a mefurish ha'arech. The mashal brings it right. Tell it to me, all these achronim. It's a mashal. The mashal right here brings this. Rashi Megillah Chavtetz and all doesn't say it, but the mashal brings it from the arech. He brings it from the arech, and as he brings it from the arech, it's mefurish was from the Beis HaMikdash. Chassam Sofer knew this arech. He knew this Marshah, so it was poshet to him. It was a kibeya bekutcha that this is the way it is. That it was from the Avnei Beis HaMikdash, and that was the basis of his kasha. What happened to Me'ilo? The Teretz is ubo ba'pritzim v'chilulu. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara says that being that he was in a state of fear, you don't have to worry. I mean, fear was the remedy somehow to the taifa. Shaila is, well, why was he afraid? The Gemara said, "For iba yaseima." But the first parrots of the Gemara was that it was because of it. When a person's in a state of fear, he doesn't have to worry. And therefore, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to worry about the Isser to be oiches ba'ama. So you do it, the Rishonim ask a kasha, how could there be an Isser of lo yisachmoid? Thou shalt not covet. It's one of the Aseres Hadibris. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Davin Ezra's kasha. He says, how could a person have a tame, right? How is it possible? At the end of the day, the lev is chaymed. How could a person control his lev? You're going to control your heart. You're going to tell your heart not to. You see something, you want it. The Torah is literally controlling us to such a degree that your lev can't even act naturally and be chaymed. And the Evan Ezra famously said that the Torah says that just like k'moishe le'yachmed ha'kafri es bas ha'melech, just like the pasha, the villager, the peasant, is not going to be chaymed the daughter of the king because he knows that he has absolutely no shaychus to this girl. The lo'ovam le'yachmed ha'lev rak le'dover she'soiver she'yochol li'os b'metzius oifen she'yasigo. But if it's something that is impossible for a person to, then a person is not going to have a taiva for it. So says Devin Ezra, that's what a person's state of mind has to be. That if this was meant for you to have, you would have it. And if you don't have it, it's not shayach to you. It's literally like the Kafri having a taiva for the Bas HaMelech, which doesn't make any sense. So it's for that reason, says the Eben Ezra, that's the yesod of Leisachmi. Leisachmi comes from an appreciation that you have everything that you're supposed to have, and as a result, if you don't have it, it has no shaychis to you. That's what leads a person into Leisachmi. But the Beis HaLevi, in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parshas Yisroel, he says a different pshat. And he says, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. He says, a person could be in the midst of having a phenomenal taiva to do an avera. And he's running to do the Avera. And the place that he's running on is a lake that was frozen over. He says, imagine this person, as he's running, he feels that the ice starts crackling. And it feels like, what's going to happen? Is he going to continue running? Is that taiva going to be so strong that he's going to say, I have to continue because I have this crazy taiva? He says, no. Because the fear that he has is going to be so powerful, it's gonna overwhelm any taiva that he has. There's no atheist in a foxhole. The fear is gonna bludgeon him to a point where it's gonna remove the taiva. Says the Beis HaLevi, that if a person has Yira Shamayim, the Yira, the fear that he has of the chet of Loisachmoy, that's the answer. He says, Loisachmoy is a Loisase. You're mitarnished. And if that's the case, a Yira has to have Yiras chet. And if you have Yira, what do you mean? But I have a taiva. Does a person, if a person's in a house and it's burning, so is he going to have a taiva? Is what do you mean? He's in the middle of doing an avera, and all of a sudden there's a real fire. He's going to jump out the window. That's what's going to happen. Because the fear is going to overwhelm him. Said the Beis HaLevi, that's the attitude that a person has to have. He said, Loisachmoid is, what's the kasha? How could you tell me, Loisachmoid, but I can't help it, I have a taiva. What kind of kasha is that? If the Torah said Loisachmoid, you have to have Yira of Chimut. You have to have Yira. The Yira should be able to overwhelm you. And if you're going to be in a state of Yira, there's no way you're going to come to a point of Leisachmoy. As a result, there's not something you have to worry about. The Beis HaLevi says that really, if you think about it, this is the Eitzah Yehutza. And it's Poshet. He said, well, that's how a person is supposed to overcome the Eitzah with Yira. He says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said, Kiyim L'Yira Oisi, right? He said, overcome. Because Yira, that's the Eitzah. Bris, they say over a Maisa, that there was once a Yira that came to the Beis HaLevi, a Gvir, and he gave the Beis HaLevi a very large schum of money. He wanted it to be mechaber, and he gave him a very large schum of money. Anyways, he's talking to the Beis HaLevi, and as they're talking, an Arman came knocking on the door, and he comes to the Beis HaLevi, and he says, you know, Kvod HaRav, he says, I'm struggling mightily, and I'm not parnos, I don't have this, I don't have that. And the Beis HaLevi took the money, and he gave it to him. And when the Ani walked out, the Gvir, he Pasha couldn't control himself. It bothered him so much. Why? He said he had given the Beis HaLevi so much money, and the Beis HaLevi never even counted it. He said he didn't know how much money it was. Here he wanted to be Mechabed the Rav, and he Pasha took the Zekel and he gave it over to the Ani. Said, Nishke Ken Einhalten. So he told, he says, you know, Rav, I gave you, you didn't even count the money. So the Beis HaLevi says, you're Fashtet Nisht. He says, you bist gerecht. He said, but when this Ani walked through the door, he said, I saw two guns pointing at me. He said, what were the two guns? He says, it says in the Torah, if an oni comes to you, he said, there were two guns pointing at me. One gun is and the other gun is, he says, he said, you want me to count money? I have two guns pointing at my head. How could I sit down and start counting money? He said, Bris, they say over. Rav Shu says, it's a chumash. That's Yira Aschet. That was the year of the Beis HaLevi. It was a Derish HaMekayim. That when a person has Yira, he's afraid of the Avera because it's so dangerous. The Avera is a fire. He has Taiva. I understand. But in a state of Yira, is there Taiva? Yira is always going to be Taiva. So if Yira is going to be Taiva, that's not something to worry about. Just one final aura is that the last thing Gemara said is that, you know why Shmuel, you know why Shmuel didn't have to be afraid? Because Shmuel had emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was his aim? He was such a Yari Shemayim. So the Gemara says, yeah, emes of the Mari Oleh, the Kari Shmuel Oleh. Because Shmuel said, with regards to Rav Yehuda, Ein Zeh Yelud Isha. Wow, that's a schwach. He called him Shinina. That's one thing. Shinina is nice. He's a big lambda and he can say a good vart. But this is on a different level. Ein Zeh Yelud Isha. There's a ravid in Perek Dalet Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. This ravid is actually very negay our sugyas. Maybe we'll get into it one of the next days. But listen to what the ravid says. Just the punchline. Kama yegiyas yoga bechinam. Sha'af Rab Yehuda. Listen to how the ravid describes Rab Yehuda. Sha'yot tzadik she'en kamoysa. Yehuda was a tzadik she'en kamoysa. Fascinating. But ain't a Yeludisha. So I'll just tell you something I heard once from Rabbi Shu Abba Shlita. He said that B'shah Shalom Moshe Lamar, we all know this. Amr Melachi Asher Tafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Yulud Isha Beinenu? Why is there a Yulud Isha here? Why shouldn't Moshe Rabbeinu get the Torah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a Yolud Isha. So Rabbi Shua Abish tells through the Masilas Yisharim in Perek Chav Beis, not Perek Chav, Perek Chav Beis, where he's talking about Midas Anava, and he says the person has to be an Anav because who are we? We're Rima Vesa. What do we? What do we know? Then he says, Afilu Lo Yia by Chesar Nach. Let's say a person's perfect. He reaches Shleimus. He's Mamish. He's everything in the world. But Afilu Lo Yia by Chesar Nach. Elo Hayoyse Basi Vedam. Yulud Isha, Dailoi Vezeba Hoysa, Lepchisos Ugreos, Adashaloyos, Lilas Nasikla. At the end of the day, you can be the biggest everything, but we're a Yulud Isha. And the fact that we're a Yulud Isha, that's in and of itself a reason for us to be Banova, because a Yulud Isha is a Yulud Isha. He's born, he dies. And that's in and of itself a greatest and a pchisos. So Rabbi Shua Abba said, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was like a Malach Elikim. He reached all the madregas that a person can reach. He was betachlas, the Ran says in the Joshes, he was from the Nisan. There was the Mon, there was the Be'er, the Anani, Yaakovid, and Moshe. Moshe, the whole Metzias of Moshe was an ass, but he was still a Yulud Isha. It's B'Shah Shalom Moshe Lamarim. Amru Malachi Ashol Tzmei HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Shalom. They looked at Moshe. There was one chesaron they were able to find. What was the chesaron? My Yulud Isha Beinenu. He's a Yulud Isha. There was nothing else they could say. But it's like the Mesilas Tisharim says that a person can be perfect, but if he's a Yulud Isha at the end of the day. But who is Rabbi Yehuda? What Shmuel say about Rabbi Yehuda? Ain't a Yulud Isha. More about that.